Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me today. Hope you're doing well. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about hypnotherapy. Again, I've done at least one episode about this topic and it was very popular and I had lots more questions coming in about this as a therapy, as a modality. And it's one of those things that is a little bit mysterious. And I think it's unfortunately quite often a last resort for what people will try when it comes to therapy, because we don't really talk about it very much, or we have strange ideas about hypnotherapy based on what we see on the TV or what we've seen on holiday on the stage. So I wanted to talk a bit more about this and how you can get some of the benefits of hypnotherapy. And I thought I'd start by sharing a bit about how I first discovered hypnotherapy. So it was the summer of 2010 and I was sitting in my small box room in the house that I shared with four others in Essex, in Colchester, where I lived all those years ago. And I remember at this time looking out of the window while sitting at my computer with tears streaming down my face. And it was one of those beautiful evenings outside, you know, those gorgeous summer evenings where the sun is really low in the sky and the sunlight was just spilling across the long grass in the garden outside. And my housemates were having a barbecue. I could smell the food and outside I could hear them laughing, clinking beer bottles together. I could hear music, the fire crackling. And of course, they'd invited me to join them. But I was in such a pit of anxiety and insecurity that I'd basically lied and said that I had to work and I couldn't join in. And I was just so frustrated with myself, so annoyed with myself for all the times that I'd missed out on experiences and friendships and relationships and opportunities at work because I didn't feel good about myself. I was worried and anxious and insecure. And all the times that I'd missed out on things or been unable to relax and enjoy the moment. So the moment was kind of ruined because I was just full of adrenaline, not able to be present. I remember so clearly that moment because I reached that point where I was like, I've had enough of this. There's got to be a way out of this. You know, I can't deal with this anymore. I'd really had enough and I was basically ready to try anything. And now I would say quite a skeptical person. I'm the sort of person who normally kind of assumes that things are not going to work. And I've got a science degree. You know, I loved science as a kid and had a microscope for Christmas and used to watch all the Christmas lectures with my dad every year about science. And so I'm quite a skeptical person. And when I first heard of hypnotherapy, I just thought there's no way that can work. But being willing to basically try anything, and my mum's friend had given me some hypnotherapy recordings, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to give them a go. And I really went for it. I said to myself, right, I'm going to give it 2 weeks. I'm going to listen to these recordings every single day. And I was very surprised when something strange started to happen, that I started to actually feel better. Remember, one of the first things I noticed was I knocked on the bedroom door of one of my housemates and started chatting to them and opening up. And that might sound like such a small thing to some people, but for me, that was a shift, because in the past, I'd really been one for hiding in my room and keeping myself to myself and not really being very open because of anxiety and insecurity. And just noticing myself doing that. And it was only really looking back that I realized, hang on, no, I wouldn't have done that in the past. That's interesting. And there were other things that started to change as well. I was finding that my mind was more still. I started to feel more and more at home in myself. It was like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but something had definitely shifted. And suddenly I was able to meditate, where in the past I'd not been able to sit still or quiet my mind at all. And when I said nice things to myself, I actually believed them. And it was like things could actually just stick. Those kind of positive thoughts about myself could suddenly just stick. Now, since that time, since 2010, I haven't looked back. I trained as a hypnotherapist 11 years ago. And since then, I've hypnotized hundreds, probably thousands of people, if you include all the downloads and things that I've made for people, and helped hundreds and hundreds of clients one-on-one over that period. And yeah, I just am so blown away by the tool that is hypnotherapy and how it can help us to change, and hopefully how it should, you know, how it really shouldn't be the last resort for people, how we should be considering this very affordable and accessible modality, that actually, what could be easier than lying down in your bed and listening to a hypnotherapy recording? There's literally no easier therapy that I can think of than that, where your subconscious mind is doing the work and things are just taking care of themselves. I just think it's so amazing. So having shared that little story about how I first got into hypnotherapy, I wanted to share the myths and the truths when it comes to hypnotherapy, because there are a lot of myths that can scare people or put people off or make you think that it's not going to work for you. And the number one question that I get asked by people is that I'm going to lose control. This fear that I'm going to lose control, I'm going to blurt things out. You know, people maybe have seen things on the stage, on Derren Brown, where people are seemingly losing control. And while that can show the power of hypnotherapy, and while that can show how interesting things can happen within hypnosis, it actually does it a bit of a disservice, because it makes it seem like it can't be real or it can't be serious, or that you're going to lose control somehow. But you absolutely remain in control the whole time in a hypnotherapy session. You can come out of it at any time. You cannot be made to do something you don't want to do. And when we're seeing those stage shows, what we're seeing is real, but they do vet people beforehand, backstage or in the beginning of the show, to find the people that really want to be part of the show and that want to go along with what the hypnotist is doing. And that's not to say that it's fake, it is real. And yet, you know, it's got a very different intention and purpose. That person doesn't want to, you know, subconsciously perhaps doesn't want to let the hypnotist down by not kind of getting involved and not being hypnotized. So they'll go along with it. But in a therapy session, everything is designed to help you to be empowered, essentially, and to make the changes that you want to. And you certainly, whilst listening to a recording, which is how I help people the most these days, you cannot lose control. That being said, I would not be encouraging you to drive a car or do something where you have to be really focused and alert whilst you're listening to a hypnotherapy session, because it has a tendency to take you into a deep state and to relax you very deeply. And if you need to be driving, then it's not going to be a great state of mind to be in. So do not drive or operate heavy machinery whilst listening to hypnotherapy. The second myth that comes up is that it doesn't work. People ask me this quite seriously, like, at sort of events or parties, like, does it actually work? And honestly, my job would be so depressing if it didn't. Like, can you imagine day after day, week after week, doing something that doesn't work? No, that would be soul destroying for me. It definitely works. It's not, you know, nothing, and no therapist and no mode of therapy can ever guarantee that you are going to change or make you change. You know, there are limits to every type of therapy, but hypnotherapy does work incredibly well. With one-to-one sessions, they tend to work a little bit faster because it's more tailored and it's live. If you're listening to recordings, they work amazingly, but we generally have to repeat them several times. So I often say to people, listen to the sessions over a few weeks, a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks usually, and then you'll start to notice a difference. Although it is very common for people to notice a change within the first listen. So there's also that. You also can't make someone do something they don't want to do with hypnotherapy. So if you went to see a hypnotherapist and you really didn't want to stop smoking, but you paid your money and you said, make me stop smoking, unless you really want to stop, there's going to be a part of you that's going to stop that from working. It's going to stop it from taking effect. So you have to want to change in order to make a change. You cannot have, you know, sometimes I've had people approach me in the past where they've wanted their partner or their daughter to come and have hypnotherapy, and their partner or daughter hasn't been fully on board with it. And that does not work as well as when it's really you deciding, I'm ready to make a change. I'm fed up with feeling anxious or lacking confidence or, you know, beating myself about things. I'm ready to make a change. And when we get to that point where we're like, I'm ready, I'm, you know, I'm sick of this, a bit like I was when I first discovered hypnotherapy, then there's a very good chance that it will work for you. This episode is sponsored by the Hypnotherapy Collection. So you might have heard me talk about how I first discovered hypnotherapy about 12 years ago now, and how it was the one thing that could cut through my anxiety and low self-esteem and actually create a shift. For you, you might have read the self-help books, been to the workshops, had the therapy, but nothing seems to stick. Or you try out that new meditation, routine, or mindset technique, and it seems to work for a bit, but you soon find yourself frustrated and back at square one. If change feels hard, I want you to know that it's not your fault. When you realise that 95% of your thoughts, feelings, and habits come from your unconscious programming, it all starts to make sense. So if you're struggling with things like never feeling good enough, being unable to switch off, relax, and enjoy the moment, if you struggle with setting boundaries, with burnout, or with your confidence, I have just the thing for you. Enter the Hypnotherapy Collection. Hypnotherapy allows us to address things at that deep, unconscious level so that we can make shifts. And by the way, if you haven't tried hypnotherapy before, it's basically one of the most relaxing things you can do, kind of like a massage or a holiday for your brain, where you lie down in your bed or your sofa, close your eyes, and let the hypnotherapy do the work for you. What could be better than that? In the Hypnotherapy Collection, you'll get 12 of my most powerful hypnotherapy sessions that help you with things like letting go of the things that you want to let go of, increasing your self-love and self-worth, sleeping better and more deeply, boosting your energy and motivation, feeling more positive, healing shame, and healing the inner child, plus loads more. And you also get some bonuses. I popped in there 4 bonus affirmation recordings to help you to change your self-talk, feel more positive, improve your confidence, and reduce your anxiety. These recordings are the perfect thing to listen to after work, to switch off from the day, before bed, to help you to sleep better, first thing in the morning to set yourself up for the day, or if you wake up in the night, they're a brilliant thing to listen to then as well. When you download them, you get to keep them forever and return to them whenever you need to. So you can head over to my website, karma-u.com/collection, to grab them now and start feeling better from the first listen. And use the code PODCAST at checkout to save 20%. That's PODCAST, all in capital letters. To save 20%, head over to karma-u.com/collection. The next myth is that you can be asleep and listening. So you could be fast asleep and listening to a recording and it would work. And unfortunately, I wish that was true, but unfortunately that is not the case, because being in a state of mind of hypnosis is a specific state. It is distinct from being asleep and being awake. There are certain things that are happening within the mind and the body that distinguish it from sleep. So hypnotherapy is often described as a relaxed alertness or a quietening of the conscious mind, whereby we're still listening subconsciously, but the conscious mind has quietened and gotten out of the way. And when we're asleep, we are unconscious. So we're not, you know, listening with our subconscious mind. It's a different state. So unfortunately, as nice as it would be to be able to just be asleep whilst doing our personal development work, we do need to be awake. That's not to say that you can't listen to a hypnotherapy recording as you're going to sleep. It's probably the most common time that people will listen to a recording to help them to switch off and quiet their mind. And you'd find that you would sleep better listening to a recording as you're going to sleep. But if you fall asleep within 2 minutes, you're not going to get the benefit. So hopefully you'd be awake for at least half of it to get the benefits and the effect of it helping your subconscious mind to make a change whilst also relaxing you so you can sleep. Another myth is that it needs to be in person. So I was actually seeing all my hypnotherapy clients one-to-one on Zoom, even before the pandemic, for lots of reasons, partly because it's actually quite hard to find a really good therapy room in London that is quiet. There seemed to always be loud building work going on in the room next door that would be quite disturbing for the session. So knowing that hypnotherapy works just as well online or on a recording, I took it onto Zoom even before the pandemic when everyone was working on Zoom. And with hypnotherapy, there's no touching. I don't touch anyone. I don't ask anyone to stare into my eyes or anything like that. And so it's all done with the voice. And so you can really do it anywhere. And that's how recordings work, because it is exactly the same as if you're having a one-to-one session where it's just done with the voice. And so there's a saying that we hypnotherapists have, which is all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. When you're having hypnotherapy, the hypnotherapist is not doing something to you. The hypnotherapist is guiding you into a deeper state and making suggestions, but all of that change is happening within you. You are the one creating that change within yourself. And so, you know, you actually have a lot of power and a lot of ability to be able to make changes. And so that's what's happening when we're listening to a recording. You're actually taking yourself into hypnosis and giving yourself those suggestions. And that's what's creating the change. It's not somebody having control over you or making anything happen. It's all you, basically, which I think is amazing. Another myth is that only some people can be hypnotized. Now, there's always that one person that I'll meet, whether that's at an event or like a party or something, that will say to me, I can't be hypnotized. I can't be hypnotized. And guess what? I say to them, you're probably right, because no one can be hypnotized if they don't want to be. If you want to be hypnotized, if you want to get into that state, then you can. It is such a natural state of mind. It's like daydreaming, and we all daydream. Yeah, it's not a kind of a magical state of mind that only some people can get into. So the only reason that you wouldn't be able to get hypnotized is if you really didn't want to be. Another myth that I find comes up a lot, and I think this applies not necessarily to hypnotherapy, but just to therapy in general. And it's this myth that therapy has to take a long time. You know, if you think about psychoanalysis, this is what Freud came up with. You know, some people have psychoanalysis every day for years and years on end. Now, to me, having seen the changes that people can make in one session, in 1 hour, the idea that you would go to therapy every single day for an hour a day for years on end seems like slightly like unethical in a way, like the therapist just wants the business, but also like a waste of time and energy. And, you know, it can't be that effective if you have to have so many sessions. And that's not, I'm not poo-pooing other types of therapy. I think talking therapy is really useful. Lots of different approaches have their place. But why would you spend years doing something when you can do it in hours? And so we can absolutely make a change in a matter of minutes. It doesn't have to take years and years. And I've seen it time and time again, and I've seen it in myself, how hypnotherapy has been the thing that has cut through and got to that deeper level of my own mind and my own ability to change things. And so, yeah, I want to just remind you that it doesn't have to take years. It doesn't have to take years and years. If I'm seeing someone one-to-one, it will generally be about six sessions we'll have. And there are definitely clients we work together longer term, and we go deeper, and we have more of a long-term kind of coaching or more therapy relationship. But for many, many people, within a few hours, it's really starting to change things. And with my recordings, you know, I say, listen every day for 2 to 3 weeks to get the benefit. And sometimes people will continue to listen to just reinforce things, and purely for the relaxation that they get from listening. It's a great thing to include into your kind of weekly routine. But actually, change can happen in an instant. It doesn't need to take years. So those are the main myths and truths that come up when it comes to hypnotherapy. I hope that's given you some food for thought and perhaps opened your mind to what might be possible for you. I would love to invite you to try some hypnotherapy. I have curated a collection of 12 of my most powerful hypnotherapy sessions that are designed to help you to program your mind to be calmer, happier, and more confident. And you can download those now at my website, karma-u.com/collection. So it's karma-u.com/collection. I'll put that link in the show notes for you as well. So thank you so much for listening. If you have questions about hypnotherapy, you can send me a DM on Instagram. Find me at Chloe Brotheridge over on Instagram. And I'd love to know if you have tried hypnotherapy. Has this inspired you to give it a go? And yeah, I'm just wishing you all the best with whatever you do try to help yourself on your journey. Thank you so much, and I'll speak to you soon.
You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Brotheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love, and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.